I'm going to take time for something here this morning. A scepter in the Old Testament was something you could lean on. Every servant that was sent out to take care of sheep had a scepter. And that scepter, he could lean on it when he got tired. That scepter, he could use it to fight off the animals, the prey. The scepter became a tool. It became an instrument that he used every day. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Jesus. And as long as the righteousness of God is in us, we can lean on it wherever we are, and it will never let us down. Never. That's what he wants us to lean on. Righteousness. Now, what makes us righteous? Let's go over to the 11th chapter of Hebrews a minute. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, the elders obtained a good report. By faith, Abel offered up a better, more righteous sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, Noah, being warned. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he had, should have to receive the inheritance, obeyed. Verse 8 of chapter 11 will tell you what righteousness is. It was counted unto Abraham as righteousness because he staggered not at the promises of God, and he obeyed, and he took what he had, and he went to the journey that God led him to without question. Now, those of you that saw that movie, he questioned God at every turn, but that's not what the Word says. That's not what the Word says. It said he went without question. Through obedience, it made him a man of righteousness to God. You cannot wear the clothes enough to make you righteous. You cannot get your sleeves down below your fingers enough to make you righteous. You can't take the earrings out of the ring out of the ears and make yourself righteous. But you can be righteous with obedience. Obedience is what God wants for us. And when we are obedient, we can always lean upon the Word of God, and it'll never let you down. Amen. Never let you down. God wants you. Do you want God this morning? Do you want God this morning? If you want God this morning, stand to your feet. The Lord, early hours of the morning, God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to lead the people in a prayer of repentance today. Seems like that we have had several of these lately. How many knows that I said, God, we've already done that two or three times. He said, I didn't ask you, I told you. Come on. You see, I have a responsibility to deliver the Word of God according to the way he tells me to. Not by my desire, but it's by his demand. Come on. Heavenly Father, I want to encourage, before we go any farther, I want to encourage everybody in this house to pray this prayer. I don't care where you've come from. God doesn't care where you've come from. I don't care what you've done this week. God doesn't care what you've done this week. What he cares about is what you're going to do now, today, with his word. You see, today is the first day for the rest of your life. How you spend today will determine how you're going to spend tomorrow. It's that simple. And I encourage you to pray this prayer and mean what you're saying. Don't just pray it because the preacher's told you to pray it. If that's the case, keep your mouth shut, because you're committing yourself to something that God will require of you. Don't get yourself there, because God will deal with your words. He will. He will either move up on you, or he will move inside of you. With a prayer of repentance, we get him from off of us, inside of us. Come on. I don't want God working on me anymore. He's worked on me for 60 years, and I don't want another year of him working. I want him working in me. Come on. It hurts when he works on me. Dear Father, I come to you this morning. And I have heard the truth. I've heard your word. And I know that your word is power. And I know I can depend upon your word. I can lean on your word. Father, now, I give you me. I give you my mind, my will, my emotions, and my body. I give them to you now. And I choose this day to make you the master of my life and the Lord of my dreams and the God of my salvation. And I lean on your word. And I expect that it will never let me down. Father, I thank you. I thank you for forgiveness. I ask you now to forgive me for every unkind word that I've ever uttered, and put love in the place of that void that was made in me as I was forgiven for that word that didn't please you. Father, every action that I have ever performed, I lay it at your feet now, and I ask you to forgive me. And from this day forth, I choose to renounce all association with those actions that have hurt you. I now embrace you, Lord, and I embrace your loving forgiveness. And I thank you for it. Lord, I choose today to let your word be the number one in my life, delivering me from me, of me, and of my past. I now rejoice that I am now your child, completely restored to you. And I thank you for it. Now give him praise.